Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you had no idea, you should know this. But I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, it's real simple. Rocket can. Okay, we have a whole lot to discuss here. Right before we went to break, I told you, the Los Angeles Lakers, they lead the Denver Nuggets 3-1. They beat them tonight 114-108. That's exactly what we're going to talk about right now, this exact moment. You could find me online, all social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. Hey, of course, JR, my YouTube channel, at JR Sport Brief. A big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs for helping to put the show together and make sure it all runs smoothly. Listen, folks, thank you to Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders for joining us. Thank you to Jeff Perlman, who just wrote a book. This book is out right now, Three Ring Circus. This book is available, talking about Shaq, Kobe Bryant, Phil Jackson. The book is out. Make sure you go ahead and get Three Ring Circus. And right now, this moment, I don't want to call the Los Angeles Lakers a Three Ring Circus, not at all. But they have a 3-1 series lead over the Denver Nuggets. And I just tweeted this out. I said, I can't wait for everybody to call me up and basically tell me that the Denver Nuggets are going to come back from this 3-1 series lead. Is that what the hell the Denver Nuggets are? Are the Denver Nuggets, what are they, Pat Mahomes of the NBA? No, they're not. They're not no damn comeback kids. And I don't need anybody calling me tonight telling me, oh, well, JR, here you go once again, disrespecting the Denver Nuggets. Come on, folks. Let's be real. Let's be honest. The Nuggets are not coming back from a 3-1 deficit three consecutive series. It ain't happening. Okay? And if you want to go ahead and look at this game, look, this is what happens with the Los Angeles Lakers. You have Anthony Davis. You have LeBron James. After that, you pretty much flip a coin and you hope that somebody else works out with the team. LeBron James for tonight. 26 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. LeBron is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. We know this already. If you go ahead and look at Anthony Davis, tonight, this man, he sprained his ankle at the end of the game. He went up for a jump shot. Paul Millsap was defending him. He came down on Millsap's ankle. But still, Anthony Davis finishes with 34 points. He's the leading scorer in the playoffs. He has to be, after tonight, close to 30 points a game right now. Anthony Davis is a bad man, and guess who else stepped up? He got most of his numbers starting the game, but Dwight Howard, he finished with 12 points, 11 rebounds. He went 8-8 to start the game. You got 10 points from Kuzma, 11 points from Rondo. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has 13 points. And then in the case of Danny Green, I don't know where the hell Danny Green is at. If you know where Danny Green is, Let us know. I don't know. I want to ask producer Stu. He's here with me as well. Stu, do you have any idea where Danny Green is?
I don't, JR. I mean, as a Lakers fan, I would like to find Danny Green. I think he could be an important piece to finish off this championship run. But I have no idea. He's been missing for a while now, not just since the start of the bubble or the playoffs, but for a lot of this season, he's been kind of disappointing, to be honest.
Danny Green, yeah, more than disappointing. Danny Green finished tonight with 3 points. 1 of 6 from the field. Danny Green, 1 of 4 from downtown. I don't know where Danny Green is. The Los Angeles Lakers, they are riding the wave right now of their two superstars. The Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray, 32 points, 0 for 3 from downtown, but 12 of 20 from the field. Nikola Jokic gives you 16 points. Michael Porter Jr., who doesn't play any defense, none, 0, zip, zilch, he gives you 13. And Monty Morris gives you 12 points. And this is over for the Nuggets. They ain't coming back from this. This is not another 3-1 situation. It's not going to happen. It's not. And I told you, Anthony Davis, it was looking pretty damn ugly for a minute. Anthony Davis sprained his ankle. He went down to the ground. He's clutching at that bad boy. He had to go ahead and try to lace his shoe up. Anthony Davis laced up his sneaker so he wouldn't have any problems with any type of swelling. And then he continued to play on. Anthony Davis, he ain't no quitter. Anthony Davis at this point in time, Anthony Davis, if the Lakers get there, I think they will. If they ultimately win a title, is anybody going to be surprised if Anthony Davis is the guy who ends up as a finals MVP? But let me not fast forward too much before Denver Nugget fans get mad at me, which they've already been. Okay? A matter of fact, right now, I want you to hear what Coach Frank Vogel had to say about Anthony Davis and his injury.
Yeah, great toughness. You know, you can see he was in some pain after that happened. And but the way he started the game was off the charts. You know, it was just his shot making was ridiculous. And his just energy, you know, all over the floor, defending, rebounding, running the floor. And, you know, obviously just scoring the ball at will to start the game. So, you know, he was terrific tonight.
Anthony Davis, I mean, shoot, you want to talk about Anthony Davis being terrific tonight? Anthony Davis, I mean, he's been the best player in the series. Anthony Davis has been consistently killing it in the playoffs. I mean, if you ignore the game that Anthony Davis had against the Portland Trail Blazers, where myself and tons of other people were imploring him to be more aggressive, and LeBron James, he ain't listening to me. What does Anthony Davis care what I have to say? But LeBron James told him, go out there and get it. And who's stopping Anthony Davis? Nobody. Not a damn person. You just heard from Frank Vogel on his thoughts on Anthony Davis. Coach Malone, Mike Malone of the Nuggets, he has his own thoughts on the game tonight and what went wrong. Listen to what Mike Malone had to say about the game.
Part of it, you know, there were, you know, possessions where we played really good defense and just didn't finish it, which gave them extra possessions, extra life, extra opportunities. The ability to defend without fouling. They went to the foul line 35 times. I think I'm going to have to go through the proper channels like they did to see if we can figure out how we can get some more free throws. And then there were just a lot of breakdowns. I mean, we had a stretch where LeBron misses a free throw, gets the offensive rebound, put back. Caldwell Pope drives the baseline, gets a dunk. Caldwell Pope cuts to the basket. We don't tag from the weak side, layup. It was just too many breakdowns. This is the Western Conference Finals, game 4. And if you can't help us on the defensive end, then maybe you shouldn't be on the floor. We got to be able to lock in and finish it off with a rebound. And we just had too many empty possessions on that end tonight.
Ooh. Ooh. Coach Malone is angry. So what does this mean? He was angry. He's unhappy. A little dig at his own players. A little dig with the officials. So what happens next? What happens next? I'll tell you what happens next. I wouldn't be surprised if the Nuggets picked up a win. They have played every game close. They've had a lead. Okay, I mean, Anthony Davis had to save the Lakers' ass with a three-pointer one game. But I'm pretty much saying it, and I will say it again, and I will say it again and again and again. This is it for the Nuggets. I'm sorry. And it's not a matter of disrespect. It's a matter of reality. You don't go 3-1, 3-1, 3-1. And then decide to come back. It doesn't work that way. There comes a point in time where enough is enough. In the Lakers, I mean, look, the Nuggets have a lot of talent. The Nuggets have a lot of young talent. The Nuggets, I believe, will be busting heads for several years to come. But for right now, this is LeBron James series. This series belongs to Anthony Davis. Jamal Murray and Jokic have stepped up. They have showed us what they got. They've showed us that this is where they can go. The next step is for them to continue to move forward and then ultimately try and win a title. Because a combination of Murray and Jokic, oh, yeah, they got a high probability of doing some damage. Just not this year. And Mike Malone, he can kind of, you know, give a little bit of a dig at the officiating. He can give a dig to the referees. But the reality is, hey, tell your players to show up. I mean, it's funny that every now and then folks can make subtle references to the officials. People can make subtle references to the officiating. I told you earlier on in the show, we opened up my show here on CBS Sports Radio. We opened up things by talking about LeBron James and the lack of calls that he got. So it's pretty interesting now you hear the same thing from Mike Malone. Similar. As a matter of fact, here's a refresher. Listen to what Frank Vogel had to say about LeBron James and the fact that this guy isn't getting the calls that he deserves.
We're dealing with the fouls through the proper channels with the league. I think he's going to the basket very aggressively, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's Frank Vogel basically saying, I'm going to tell you the truth, but I don't want to get fined. Don't take no damn money out of my pocket. And in the case of LeBron James, as I said, to open up the show, this is true. This is true. LeBron James doesn't get the calls that he should because he's taken for granted. People are used to seeing LeBron James plow through other human beings with no problem on his way to the basket. This is what we've grown accustomed to from LeBron James. You know, I gave a comparison to a Shaquille O'Neal. Was a foul called? Was Shaquille O'Neal always at the free throw line? Did Shaquille O'Neal go to the free throw line the amount of times that he should have? The answer is hell no. Why? Because he's bigger and stronger than everybody? And slapping Shaq doesn't look like it does anything? It's still a damn foul. And it's still the same case here with LeBron James. So I'm sorry. I don't want to hit the fast forward button, but I'm just being honest. The Nuggets are done. I don't know how many different other ways I can say this. I've been saying this for a week, and people want to call me here, and people want to tweet me at JR Sport Brief, and people want to tell me, oh, JR, you're disrespecting the Nuggets and this. I don't care. Well, look, I'm just calling what I see. The damn team has been down 3-1 twice and they've come back. That shows me that they got moxie. That shows me that they got heart. But it also shows me and lets me know that they ain't ready. That they're not. You got to be out of your damn mind right now if you still believe the Nuggets are going to come back from 3-1 again. It ain't happening. It really isn't. This is where we're at. I see the Los Angeles Lakers. I see the Miami Heat. It's just a matter of how much longer we got to wait till we get there. But in my opinion, the NBA Finals is set. We got the Los Angeles Lakers. We got the Denver Nuggets. I know the Nuggets are playing in Disney World. I know the Magic Kingdom is right around a corner from the wide world of sports. But I can tell you right now, that carpet ride, that wish, everything and whatever you wanted for the Nuggets is gone. If you're the Denver Nuggets, hey, be happy. Be thrilled you got a foundation to build on. Be happy that you have two young players who have now participated and been through the fire. Expect more now from Jamal Murray. Expect more from Nikola Jokic. Expect more from Michael Porter Jr. Maybe this guy can eventually play defense. Maybe his back is going to work. Maybe he can put on some weight and muscle. I mean, he's still young. Michael Porter Jr. is. I like the future of the Nuggets, but I'm being real with you. The future of the Nuggets, it's not right now. We're not there yet. Trust me. This is the Lakers' time. This is Anthony Davis's time. This is LeBron James' time. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Call me up right now. Are you still going to yell at me? Are you still angry? Do the Nuggets have a chance? Or do you agree with me that the magic carpet ride is over? Do you agree with me that there ain't no more Mickey Mouse magic left for the Denver Nuggets? It's a wrap. It's done. There ain't no more winning here. There ain't no more coming back for the Nuggets. Call me up. Let me know your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Murray guarded by LeBron. Murray drives right by LeBron, got to the rim. LeBron blocked it. Great block by LeBron. Here comes Rondo the other way. Lakers 5-on-4. Rondo begging people to spread the floor. Instead, he takes a 15-footer and hits it. Huge shot by Rajon Rondo. Lakers 107, Denver 102.
That's right. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That audio, courtesy of Lakers Radio. Ultimately, the Los Angeles Lakers, they knock off the Denver Nuggets. 114 to 108. They take a 3-1 series lead. And I've had to spend a whole lot of time over the past week letting folks know that the Nuggets, I mean, they ain't so much magic. Just because you're in Disney, just because you're in Orlando, it doesn't mean that you're just going to get a wish. It doesn't mean that Mickey Mouse is going to come through with that wand and grant you an opportunity to just go on to the NBA Finals. The storybook is over. My apologies. Let's see if people have changed their minds. Okay? It's real simple. The phone number. If you want to call me right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Los Angeles Lakers are up 3-1 on the Denver Nuggets. Are you prepared, if you're a Nuggets fan, to realize that this is over? Are you prepared to say that this is done? Or do you think, once again, do you wholeheartedly believe, in all honesty, that the Nuggets are going to come back again from being down 3-1? It ain't happening. I want to remind you, our phone line, 855-212-4CBS, it's sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phones up. Let's go to Tucson, Arizona. Let's talk to Garrett. Garrett, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on, Garrett.
Hey, JR, how you doing? By the way, it's okay. My name is Gary. It's okay. Sounds okay. The same.
Oh, Garrett, no Garrett. Well, understand this, Gary. You're still an amazing guy anyway. We still like you.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Go ahead.
I had a question. I love your show. I listen to you every night. And I was watching the game, and I'm not really either a fan of either, but you know, they traded for Antonio Davis, and that was a huge move.
Yeah, Anthony.
Anthony Davis. And, you know, but their other role players stepped up tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, maybe I don't know, maybe you do, but after they traded for Anthony Davis, it seems like their cupboard was dry, so... Because they're really stepping up, the players.
Well, yeah. Well, you think about some of the players who went to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. I mean, the one guy who stayed was Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma is the third option that you want to step up. I mean, he put up a lot of points for a Lakers team that didn't win a whole lot of nothing. But you think about Brandon Ingram. He just won Most Improved Player. Brandon Ingram is an NBA All-Star. And then you look at Lonzo Ball, who a lot of people right now, we don't know what the hell he is. Lonzo Ball looked like he was on his way to having a solid season, and then Lonzo Ball got into the bubble, and as soon as he got in, it looked like he was ready to get the hell up on out of there. And so, yes, the Lakers don't necessarily have the same type of depth, but let's be real. The Lakers weren't going to win anything with Brandon Ingram and Julius Randle, who ended up signing with the New York Knicks, they weren't going to do anything. Lonzo Ball. So,
and I just have a question. You know, Rondo's coming off an injury, and he's doing well. I just wonder if you think that they could keep it up and win the title.
Oh, absolutely. I thought I'm not going to say that, but I thought from the beginning of the season, preseason, before we saw anything, I liked the Los Angeles Lakers to go out and win the title. I think it was going to be between them and the Clippers. And we see exactly where the Clippers are at right now. I'm going all the way, and I'm going to say I got the Lakers. And I think the Lakers and the Miami Heat, that's going to be a hell of a matchup. Ain't no doubt about that. Let's keep things rolling. Let's go to Colorado, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bud, he's calling up from Colorado. Bud, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. But I got to tell you, if that's what's going to take is writing a letter to the NBA, and then all of a sudden you guys get 38 foul shots in the game, taking 12 shots a quarter in foul shots, I mean, it's insane that they write a letter and all of a sudden they get almost 38 foul shots in the game. That's 12, 13 more shots in the game, and half of those free throws they gave to the Nuggets at the very end, the game was already out of hand, so it was like makeup calls. And all the NBA is doing is just counting the Lakers. And they're crowning all these teams all the time, giving it to LeBron when half of those fouls, it felt like, were just touch fouls. Touch fouls.
Okay, Bud, so you told me how you feel. You've expressed how you feel tonight. Now, Bud, let's come to reality for a moment here. All right, you ready, Bud?
Are we talking about a letter sent to the NBA to get some 38 foul shots the next night?
We're not talking about a letter. Let's talk about, you can say that. I'm not going to disagree with you at all. But if you want to go ahead and defend your team, tell your team to stop going. Why are they going down 3-1 two series ago? Why are they going down 3-1 last series? Why can't they finish out this series? Is it just because of tonight?
If they hadn't gotten
what is it, 14 free throws or 16 free throws on top of the Nuggets, which, let's be honest, about 8 of those free throws didn't really count at that point in the game. You take those points back, and all of a sudden, who's in the lead then?
But you're talking about tonight?
Yes.
But I'm talking about the whole damn series.
All right, so they got game one on them, and then it came down to the AD last-second shot.
They still won?
Almost all the way through every single game.
Sure. Okay, so answer me this question.
The difference is right now is the referees are giving the shots to LeBron right now. They're giving them to AD.
But let's think about the entire series and every single thing that has gone on in this series. Are you going to tell me, and I'm not just talking about tonight, so please, don't tell me about tonight. Tell me about the whole series in its totality. For LeBron James to only get to a free throw line 5 times. Tell me about everything. Are you telling me that the referees have given this whole series away to the Los Angeles Lakers? The whole series.
The NBA, they're crowning them right now.
No, but that's not answering me. I'm not asking you about the quote-unquote NBA. I'm asking you about the referees. It's a yes or no answer. Are you telling me that the referees have given this series to the Los Angeles Lakers?
All right, maybe not the entire
series. We're talking about tonight's game. But the way that you're coming on and you're complaining and about the officiating tonight, it's like you're saying that, the Nuggets are catching a raw deal here. And this is what I said about referees. And thank you, Bud, for calling from Colorado. This is what I always say about referees all the damn time. Referees are going to be human. I'm sorry. And I have a different perspective. I know folks in the NBA. Do you have a preference as to who you want to see compete in a finals? Oh, yes, absolutely. The Lakers are a glamour franchise. You don't think the NBA would literally salivate every single year to know that, oh, my goodness, we actually have the Lakers in the finals. We have the Knicks in the finals. We have the Bulls in the finals. You don't think the NBA would just want to big market it up every year? Boston, New York, Miami, Houston. You think San Antonio, you think the Spurs would, you think they're a favorite? Come on. If you don't like the referees, and I'm not saying that, okay, you can't influence, that's part of the game. I mean, the players are trying to influence the whole damn game while they're out there. It'd be naive to think that there's no level of it going on. But that Adam Silver is sitting around wringing his hands telling the referees, hey, listen, just do a little bit of that. No, that's not happening. And I'm sorry, you will never find favor with me complaining about a referee. It doesn't matter if it's the NFL. It doesn't matter if it's the NBA. I think Major League Baseball, you got a little bit more sway with some of these dumb umpires who can't see past their nose. But in basketball and football, look, you got it. Take control. Don't give the referees an option. Don't. If you deserve the win, if you're that much better, you'll do it. Don't complain about the refs. Don't complain about the umps. Get the damn job done. It's really that simple. More of your calls when we come back. I think the Nuggets are finally done. Forget the 3-1. They're done. Ain't no comeback this time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Lakers, they have taken a 3-1 series lead over the Nuggets. They win tonight 114-108. If I'm being real, I'm just waiting for the finals. I'm just waiting on the Lakers. I'm waiting on the Heat. Jimmy Butler, LeBron, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis. Pat Riley sitting up in the stands looking like an evil mastermind, trying to get the get back at LeBron. A lot of storylines here in the bubble. But for the Nuggets, yeah, they're not officially eliminated. I know. I know they've come back twice from being down 3-1. But I also know time's up. The phone line's open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you in agreement? Am I finally safe to say that the Nuggets are done? Or do I still have to take calls of people who want to yell at me and say, hey, the Nuggets aren't done yet. It's the referee's fault. Let's continue on. The line, one more time, 855-212-4CBS. You can also hit me up. I'm on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. All social media, at JR Sport Brief. But we got Wes. He's calling up from Alabama. Wes, you on CBS Sports Radio. What say you?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, Denver is on the way to going fishing. And another thing I'd like to say, Michael Jordan didn't play this well at age 35. So LeBron is the best.
Okay, Wes, what did you – well, Wesley, you said – well, first, there's so many things I can say right now. Okay. Wes, you said that the Nuggets are going fishing.
Yes.
Okay. At this point in time, you also sound like you have gone fishing. It sounds like you're in a swimming pool.
No, you've been woke a long time.
Okay, I just hear a lot of water. And why are we talking about Michael Jordan now? I'm sorry.
You know, a lot of them like to compare Michael Jordan and LeBron. Mike was good in his time. Let's give this man his prop.
Yeah.
He's an excellent basketball.
No, I get that, Wes. I'm not. We're not talking about Michael Jordan right now.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to get that out.
Okay, well, I'm glad you were able to share that, and we all hear it. I appreciate you, Wes.
All right, take it easy.
You as well. I didn't know why we were talking about Michael Jordan, but anyway, let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on this series?
Yeah, hi, JR.
Yes.
We agree 100%.
Oh, we? Who's we? Who's we?
Well, all of Pittsburgh is rooting for LeBron. LeBron's okay. Time has come.
I think it's been around for almost 15 years now, but okay.
Well, that's true. But, you know, he's not only now just a sports figure, he's a mature adult, and he stands up for, you know, people's rights, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm rooting for him so bad.
All right. Now, well, let's see. I think he's on his way.
Well, Denver fans should be proud that they knocked on the door this year. But, you know, in the famous words of an old Houston Oilers coach, we knocked on the door this year. Next year we may knock it down. But not this year. It's LeBron's time.
I agree with you. Well, thank you, Joe, for calling up from Pittsburgh. Let's talk to Phil in Atlanta. Phil, what are your thoughts on the series?
Well, I've been around. I mean, to me, it's not over till, you know, I see double zeros. Because, you know, I know people are pounding their chests, but let's not forget in 2016 when the 73 team, you know, Golden State had Cleveland down 3-1. Nobody in their right mind thought that was going to be pulled off. And when the Yankees had Boston down 3-0, so anything is possible. You know, we live in strange times now these days, and if the Denver Nuggets can pull this off against the so-called second-best team or with the so-called second-best player or best player, so I look with Kawhi Leonard, you know, anything's possible.
All right. Well, Phil is on the anything is possible. He's on the Kevin Garnett. Yeah, anything is possible. We know that, but I don't see them coming back. Tristan, he's calling up from Vancouver, Canada. Beautiful city, beautiful. Hey, Tristan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to weigh in on the reffing situation that everybody's complaining about.
I don't know how familiar you are with the Canucks of the, you know, early 2000s, 2010 beyond. You know, people complained about the way that the Sedins got taken advantage of. And you know what? As great players, they adapted. They saw what the league was willing to call as far as penalties, and they adapted their game and became the amazing players that they ended up retiring as. If you've got teams that are complaining about the reffing as the reason why they're losing, then they shouldn't be there in the first place. There's reffing, and then there's mistakes. You know, like, they make mistakes. If you can't deal with the mistakes, I don't know what to tell you.
No, I do. You suck. You're not. You said it perfectly. You don't deserve to be there. If you got to go all the way this damn far, and now you got to complain about the refs, well, guess what? You ain't as good as you think you are. You shouldn't have to rely on the refs. Rely on your talent. Rely on your skill. Yeah. Rely on your preparation. The refs are going to make mistakes. It will happen. There's going to be a bad game. It will happen. Can a referee, an umpire cost you a game? Yes, and absolutely. But I put it to you this way. If you was whooping their ass in the first place, you wouldn't have to leave it in the hands of a referee. Now, thank you, Tristan, for calling up from Vancouver.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. And no, I wasn't watching the Canucks 20 years ago. I was watching Ken Dinico and Scott Stevens knock people's teeth out their mouth. Let's go to Mark. He's in Colorado. I think I can guess where this is going. Mark, what are your thoughts on the series?
Well, you might be able to guess where it's going, but straight up, I've refereed high school, but I've also coached, and I've told all my players, never question a call and hand the ball respectfully to the referee. Now, with that said, I'm just going to talk numbers real quick. 28 free throws for LeBron and AD. 23 combined for 10 players on the Nuggets. You tell me what's going on. But
Mark, what about the rest of the series, Mark? What about LeBron James and just thinking about the entire playoffs? This is a guy who goes to the free throw line like a crazy person, or goes to the basket like a crazy person, and in 13 playoff games, they now got him down to 6 free throws a game. What about that? What about in game 3, the fact that he shot only 2 free throws? So this is a part. This is what's new here. There's not a damn thing new.
Think about that for a minute. Jokic only got 2 free throws tonight.
Well, that's my whole point. It's a give and a take.
The cards were flipped, bud.
No, Mark. It's not about the cards were flipped. Mark, how long have you been watching sports? How many years?
Long time, bro.
How many years of your life?
51, dude. 59. Well, how many years of my life? Probably about 52.
Okay, you've been watching sports for 52 years of your life. So you know there is a give and there is a take. And I would venture to tell you, or I'd ask you straight up, you good or you good? People and referees and umps are going to make mistakes, yes or no?
Oh, yes. Hey, I've
so
repped
we,
myself.
You so yes,
every call right.
We know that. But when it boils down, if you're good enough to whoop somebody's ass, then go do it. Don't complain about the guy standing in the middle. You know, I'm a huge boxing fan. I love boxing. I love UFC. I will watch anything where anybody is punching somebody else in the face and it's not my own. And you know what I always say about boxing, which isn't the NBA? And thank you, Mark, for calling from Colorado. I want to make a different point here. If you're a fan of boxing, you are used to robberies. You want to know why? Because boxing is corrupt. Because you can go from an organization, you can go from a promoter to a different promoter, and everything is financially driven. We might have an athletic competition between two men punching each other in the face, but it's literally a carnival atmosphere for you to get to that moment, for you to get to that point. There's politics involved. On a state level, from the commissions to the promoters to the referees, the promoters pick the referees. I mean, come on. You control, you have the cards. The National Basketball Association, the National Football League, These sporting organizations do not operate like individual boxing promoters. They're not greasing the ref's palm. You can look at Tim Donaghy and say whatever you want about him being crooked. Yes, you're not going to find perfect humans. He won't be the first. He's not going to be the last. Humans are imperfect. But let's not act like Adam Silver is on the phone here saying, I got to hit the bat phone real quick. There's a give and a take, okay? I'm not going to argue about the calls. I'm not. But we can't ignore what happened on the other end and what happened with LeBron. We cannot. And if you've been watching sports for 50 years or 10 years, yes, the human element is there. From the referees, from the umpires, from the judges, the human element is there. But you know what I've never seen? I've never seen a boxer complain in the middle of the ring when he gets knocked out. Or if he gets knocked out, I've never seen a complaint, oh, you stopped it too much. No, if you're out cold, what do you want me to do? And so if you don't want to hear about the discrepancies from the referees, the umpires, or judges, leave it without a shadow of a doubt. Knock the hell out of your competition. Put your foot on their neck and knock them out cold. If you got to complain about a referee, if you got to complain about an umpire, if they're the deciding factor, then maybe you ain't that good. Maybe you need a little bit of a boost. Maybe you ain't ready. Stop with the refs and umpires. Leave them alone to be human. And if you don't like that, wait until we get some robots, okay? That'll be here sooner than later. Sheesh. We got more callers on the line. I'm going to take you. I see you in Detroit. I see you in North Carolina. I see you in Cincinnati. I'm going to get you on the line. 855-212-4CBS. The Nuggets are done. Stop the nonsense and stop complaining. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.